welcoming back to KRDO's Afternoon News Studio, the wonderful Hannah Knutson.
Thank you.
Talking to some extraordinary people.
Yes.
And this all ties into the More Than Pink virtual walk, which is September 27th. Let's talk about that for a minute or so and kind of give our listeners a little context around what we're going to do next.
Sure, yes. So many of you are probably used to or have participated in the past in the Race for the Cure, the Susan G. Komen Race for the Cure. It's been at Garden of the Gods Park for many years. I know I participated in it last year. Well, with COVID, it's going to look a little different. And they have shifted it to a virtual walk. They're calling it the More Than Pink Walk. It's on Sunday, September 27th. There's a virtual kickoff at 9:45 a.m. and then a virtual ceremony, an opening ceremony at 10 a.m. And really, it's going to look different, but they want it to feel the same. Get a team together, get out and walk. And the best part about this is you can do it anywhere. You can get friends and family in different parts of the country to donate and walk with you. You can go to your favorite trail. You can walk around your neighborhood. All the money staying in Colorado for the Susan G. Komen Colorado Foundation, staying in the community. But join us in the fight against that. Garden of the Gods is beautiful and I love that, but this will also be another opportunity to gather money for research, to gather money to help survivors. And so, Sunday, September 27th, again, that virtual kickoff at 9:45 a.m.
Now, if you're wondering how to organize your team around all of this, there's an app that you can download.
Yes, there is an app. And I know KRDO has a team. Bart Betzel, he's heading our team. And I do want to say, usually when you go to the Race for the Cure, you see teams going all out, playing music, dressing up. Still do that this year if you want to. This is a time to still have fun. I know many people look forward to the race every year, whether they know someone that's been impacted by breast cancer or they themselves have been impacted by breast cancer. So, dress up, have fun, make this a great event.
Download that app, and that's how you form and organize your team.
Yes.
And get those donations. And remember, this happens in your own backyard, in your favorite park, in your neighborhood.
Yes.
And give it some flash. Make it fun.
Yeah, make it fun. Get costumes. Of course, wear your pink. I was seen last year, people with pink wigs. I think Bart actually had a pink wig or pink hair. Do that. Yeah.
Bart is so funny. And Heather's going to be participating as well.
Yes.
And we just love that team. And mm-hmm. Hannah, thank you once again for the people that you are featuring here.
Yes.
You're the next couple of interviews you and I do together are you're going to be previewing cancer survivors. Let's talk about this next.
Yes, I talked to a handful of breast cancer survivors leading up to the race for the More Than Pink Walk last year. I was talking to them before the Race for the Cure, and this week I talked to Barbara Heppner, and she got her diagnosis back in December of 1992. And what I was drawn to her story was because she was a single mom at the time with a 13-year-old and 15-year-old, and she had just started dating this man who she later married. And right after her diagnosis, he proposed. He wanted to be by her side through it all. He wanted to take care of her. His mom actually went through breast cancer, so he knew kind of his experience behind the disease. And they ended up getting married shortly after in the middle of her chemo treatment. She said she was totally bald. She said it was an at-home wedding, but 27 years later, they are still married. And so I love that the diagnosis only made their relationship stronger, and that they, she says, they don't look at it don't look at it as a death sentence. And she looked at it. It was a part of her. She doesn't really even think about it. It was so many years ago. She's been cancer-free. She doesn't think about it anymore. And one of my favorite parts was at 5 years when she was cancer-free, when she had been cancer-free for 5 years, her husband said, "What do you want to do when you get to 5 years?" And she said, "I want to go to Australia." So that is what they did. They did a 3-week-long vacation to Australia and New Zealand. And she says they've been back since. They travel. So her outlook on life since that, it really has changed. It helped her become more positive and see every day as a gift. She says, "I look at every day as a gift because that is what it is." And so it's truly inspiring. I love how they got married and kind of their love story there.
So when will this one air?
This will air Thursday at 6 p.m. and then it will air Friday morning during GMC and then Friday during the noon show, Saturday morning and Sunday evening. And of course, it's always posted online on KRDO.com.
Anna, we're going to talk to you in about one more week from now.
Yes.
And get the next preview of the next interviewee. I'm so excited to hear more about that wonderful person. In the meantime, one more time, how do our listeners participate?
Yes. For more information, you can go to KRDO.com and put all the links there, or you can also go to combingcolorado.org.
Hannah Knutson, KRDO News Channel 13, working wonders, as you always do.
Thank you
for your wonderful visits to KRDO's Afternoon News.
Thank you.